G'day world, Chris Hogan and Andrew Grote coming to you live from the Media Studios here at Burley Heads on the Gold Coast for Get Fact Up. Today we're talking about SEO.
What is SEO?
What is SEO?
I don't know.
No one knows. SEO, I guess, no, it's still here. It's still referred to quite a lot. And I think there's still some confusion about, what it is we do and how SEO intertwines with that. Mm-hmm. So let's break it down.
So SEO, search engine optimization, we should probably say that. That's what it stands for, first and foremost. Everyone's saying SEO is dead. And I think it's not true. The problem is it's a small part of a big picture now. There's just a lot more going on, you know. You want to get your websites performing well on search, but you need to think of a lot more than just SEO. You need to think of like research and creation, promotion, and, you know, getting an engaged audience there, just tweaking a few things and hoping for the best.
Okay, so yeah. SEO is about getting that Google organic rank very high for your for search terms that relate to your website, mm-hmm. and your business. And that Google organic rank is obviously, you know, in the Google search engine results pages, and it is just appearing underneath the ads that appear on Google. So we've actually got an example here where, you know, if we're Googling digital marketing Gold Coast, where we appear here at Me Media, we're position number one. Right on. So, but there is
under
four ads. That's man. Right. So Google organic rank is still the highest, I guess, and most engaged amount of traffic.
That
you want to target. You know, it is still the best source of business.
That's right, because people are literally looking for this. Mm. They're not coming in on an ad, so they're not sort of, you know, a bit annoyed that they've clicked on an ad. It's the best place to be, top of organic rank.
Absolutely. But there's a whole strategy behind getting there, right? It's not what it used to be, and so let's not go into the past, but let's talk about what it is right now. So, like you said, keyword research. What's that all about?
So starting from the start, you wouldn't want to do any of this unless you put the research in. So keyword research isn't just about, you know, finding 300 keywords that would be good to rank for. You got to find opportunities. There's tools and stuff out here, and I put a few here, like Moz, SEMrush, Keyword Planner, and even SERPWOO is one that we've used before. So it's about finding high volume, like keywords that have a lot of traffic in your niche, but not just that, looking for opportunities. You know, is this traffic high competition, competition?
Yeah. So high volume, low competition, that's the low-hanging fruit, right?
That's it. And also then you look at things like what else is in that search results. Have people got videos in there? Are there images showing up? Do you have definitions and all that sort of stuff? Mm. Opportunities.
Mm. So and so when you actually find those keywords, then essentially you can start to, what we do is create content, mm-hmm. yeah, around those keywords. And obviously structuring your website is very important to make sure that you have pages that are specifically designed to capture traffic for those keywords. And then it's about creating content and to help you sit better in the search engine results.
That's right. And you also have to track this and getting onto sort of the next part here. You need something to be able to track it. And Moz is another good one for that. We use that for tracking. So once you know all the keywords you're going for, you want to know if what you're doing is working. So you have to track your Google rank. And that's something that I think other people don't really know what it is. It's literally just, are you appearing for this keyword and how high are you? That's all you need to know. How high up the results are you? Mm. If you're not at position one, just keep working.
Keep going.
It's that easy, yeah.
Keep going. And I alluded to page optimization and how important that is. Mm-hmm. And of course, for us here as a marketing agency, it seems very simple to say, hey, look, we need to optimize that page. But mm-hmm. let's break it down. Just really simply, it's obviously getting rid of errors on your website is one. Then it's about making sure that you got, you know, good heading and content structure. So good H1 tag. You only have one of those. Then you can have multiple H2s, not too many, and mm-hmm. you can have H3s and all the rest of it. So they're the different sites. So H1 is your big title. H2 is your smaller heading, and then H3 is obviously, you know, so on and so forth. And You can have paragraph text with bolded words throughout.
There's a whole list of, like, there's checklists all over the place of exactly what you have to do.
There is.
The main thing you need to know is it clear that this page is about this keyword? If it is, then Google's gonna find the same thing.
And it's not about keyword stuffing. So
no, that's, so that doesn't work.
Gone are the days where, you know, people would put heaps and heaps of keywords on that page, and all of a sudden your page would shoot to, you know, page one rank or
hidden keywords or all that sort of stuff that people used to do.
Same, so white text on a white background and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. No, it doesn't work. Gone if you're still days. Doing it.
Yeah.
You're probably not getting any traffic.
Well, they're definitely not. They're definitely on page one if they're still doing it.
Because, I mean, Google's a business. Google's not going to show trash.
Yeah.
So if you're making trash, you'll be at the bottom of the pile.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
So then we move on. So once you've done that page optimization throughout, your, I guess, your service pages, your product pages and things like that, mm-hmm. then, you know, there's plenty of other keywords that we're going to need to get traffic for even if we're not getting a good Google ranking from those initial service and product pages, then we need to do this content marketing, which is all about creating content which mm-hmm. resonates well with your audience. And it could be, and we constantly come back to this, it's either entertaining, inspirational, or educational.
Mm-hmm.
Educational. Is that even a word?
Yeah, it is. It's late in the day. So, but then once you've done that keyword research, your content marketing becomes a lot easier. So a lot of people think, this is really interesting, I'll create an article about that. Well, you might not get any traffic. It might be interesting to you, but it might not be that interesting to all your consumers. So once you know where the traffic is, what keywords have all the traffic and where the opportunities are, you can say, all right, I'm going to go for those ones first. You know, next 3 months, we'll go for those keywords. Great. And then you can make sure you're setting up your content exactly right to be showing for those keywords. So that's where it is. And then also talking about opportunities. If there's low opportunity, then that's a great place to fill a whole bunch of content in on the web.
And what are the different types of content? You know, often we can see that maybe the search engine results pages are full of competition for the likes of text content, so blogs.
Yeah. Yeah, so make an infographic.
That's right.
Shoot past everyone. Infographics have higher engagement than an article, and Google thinks that's great. Google wants to see engagement, wants to see people clicking on things, downloading. So yeah, that's a great way to sneak past. So yep. Opportunities.
And of course, videos and host them on YouTube, because mm-hmm. YouTube does actually show videos that are performing well in the search
Google
engine results
pages.
So just quickly, blogs aren't dead. Blogs are still awesome.
No way.
And the blogs that we create here do extremely well for our clients.
I actually, I've got an example here.
Perfect.
So won't say who it is, but so this blog was about budgeting cafe fit outs. So you can see here, in the last year or so, it's delivered over 5,000 visits to the site. Average time on page is 3 minutes, which is fantastic. So that little spike right at the start there is where we released the article and then did a whole bunch of promotion. And that's the second important part to content marketing. We'll get to that. So released the article, promoted it. Google's seen, wow, this a whole bunch of relevant traffic went to this page. They're spending about 3 minutes on this site. 3 minutes on this page reading and interacting. And it started to move up the rankings. And you can see the point at which it tipped scales about a month later. It's started going up and up and up, and then Google's getting more traffic. It's seeing, yep, this is working. So it's put it right up the top, right up the top there, and they've just been getting this is about a third of the traffic of the website for this client. So
yeah.
It's fantastic. That's from one article, right? So this is the sort of big picture that a lot of people can't see from content marketing, and especially if you start it and it doesn't work and then you just stop. It can take 3 to 6 months for anything to work with content marketing.
Yeah.
But then once it's kicked in, once the ball's rolling, I mean, this is just going to continue to work. And there's more articles like this on the website
as
well.
That's right. It's just snowballing.
Dragging in traffic.
Yep.
So, you know, content marketing a year later looks really, really good. Content marketing right now is it's hard.
It's a spike.
Work. Yeah.
It's a spike. And then you can see by that graph, it dropped off almost basically down to nothing. But then slowly, it came back up again. And damn, that's some awesome traffic they're getting there. And What a beautiful graph. So I guess, you know, from there, you would say that, you know, we created the content, we put it out there, we put it on the website, we brought traffic to it via...
Well, Facebook promotion.
That's right.
Yeah, so, and that's it. If you just put something out there, it's going to take a lot longer. So why not create a campaign, promote that article, drive targeted traffic. So the traffic that we sent there was targeted via Facebook interest targeting. So we're sending people that we know they're going to be interested in this article, and then they'll spend a lot of time on page, a lot of time interacting. Google loves that, so they shoot right up from there. So that's the second part to content marketing. But then what next after that?
So authority sculpting. So obviously, you know, we've got this amazing piece of content on there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we've written, you know, three other pieces of content over the following months. And they're all highly relevant to one another. So why wouldn't we go in and do some extra work? So what does that look like, Andrew?
So authority sculpting, it's just a really fancy word for saying just putting internal links in your website. So you've got a really cool blog, and okay, a lot of people go to that, they're reading it, that's great, but you want them to know where to go next. And obviously you want your service pages on your website, the pages that convert for your product or service. That's what you want it to rank really well, but they're usually boring. People don't want to go there. So you get people in on this content, and then you direct them through. It's just internal linking and done in a way that's a good experience for the user.
Yeah, exactly.
So taking that same example, let me just bring this up. So this is that same page here. It shows you the flow of the traffic. So that first big sort of green flow through is all the people that are coming in on that. A lot of people are reading the article and leaving, but we've got a third of the people are going through the rest of the website, and we can see exactly where they went and what they've done. And the big thing for this particular client was to get people to the gallery, because as soon as they get to the gallery, they say, wow, that's great work. I'm convinced. And also to the contact us page. So by making sure that linking, and not just like your sidebar or your footer, links in the article
that are
relevant, saying at the right time, the right words, you can contact us here. And like, it's just at the right place where someone's thinking, yeah, I'm into this. So we're sending, or
check out our other projects. Yeah, you know, softly,
check out
softly,
what we're currently doing.
Because it's not always about getting the sale. It's not always about, you know, as much as you would hate to hear that. It is a very softly approach. And it's, hey, maybe you're interested in this article. Maybe you're interested in this. Maybe you're interested in the gallery. Da 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 da. And it all works towards your brand, because it's more time spent with your brand, right?
That's
like
right.
They're clicking throughout your website. It's more time
that's
on website.
That's right. And I mean, short term, yes. If you're sending people through to your service pages or authority sculpting, you'll get more inquiries. Short term, yes. But long term, Google will start to recognize those pages as important as well. So your pages that are typically boring and hard to rank, they'll start appearing for the right keywords as well by putting this relevant, engaged traffic through. So.
Yeah.
Sort of the big picture of that content marketing thing is that there, and that's that final step that if you don't get right, it doesn't really count.
So SEO is part of an entire holistic strategy that a lot of people refer to as content marketing now. I think the challenge that a lot of people are having, and this is the feedback we're getting from industry, is that they're dealing with agencies that maybe are giving the, you know, great topics and doing the keyword research, but then I guess people are left there to go, well, I need to write this content, or I need to create this content for myself. And so if you're not au fait with, you know, writing a blog using the science of skimming like we are here, then I guess you're just going to pump out, you know, a long form blog full of heaps of paragraphs, no headings throughout, no bolding, no nice pictures, no interlinking to other pages throughout
and
the site.
And no research behind it. You'll write about things that you think are interesting, and that's normally a big mistake.
Yeah.
Like a lot of business owners, they're very interested in all the things that they do. But what they're not realizing is most people don't understand what they're talking about, and they're not that interested yet. So you need to sort of look outside of that and see what people are actually looking for in your industry.
Yeah.
What people are looking for, write about that.
Yeah. So very quickly, recap, it's keyword research. It's competitor research, making sure you're choosing the keyword that's got the low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Then go and create some content, albeit different types. Then we actually promote that out to get that initial traffic to it via the social channels.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're potentially doing further work on that blog and interlinking to other pieces of content we're creating subsequently after that first month. And lo and behold, we can keep improving the site, keep improving the content, keep creating content, and lo and behold, we get traffic over time that essentially pays off, and that's what pushes your rank up. Google have recognized this is a great page, it's actually really helpful to people, you've got return traffic coming back because you keep putting out pieces of content, and Google's just going, you guys are onto it. And like you said, some of those service pages and product pages, which are a little bit boring,
they'll get brought up as well. Yeah, if Google thinks that people are finding them interesting, it's going to put it up there because it looks good to Google.
Yep.
And track everything.
So what are some of the don'ts? What are the big heavy don'ts that people should be doing or shouldn't be doing? Sorry.
All right. Well, don't do anything without researching first.
Yep.
Definitely. I mean, we sort of covered that there. Don't keyword stuff.
Don't go writing emails to heaps of people saying, "Can you link back to my blog, please?"
No, that's just a great way to get people talking about you on social media.
So that's gone are the days where you went out and asked for links. Yeah.
But there are nice ways to do reach out strategies. We sort of talked about that with influencer marketing.
We did.
There are nice ways to do it.
Go and check that article out. That's a great way to actually get those links back to your
What else site. Shouldn't you do? You shouldn't not track what you're doing, because you want to see if what you're doing is working.
Yeah.
And it's going to take time, but yeah, you want to see that you're moving up and down for different keywords and things like that.
Yeah.
What else? What else shouldn't you do?
I think that's about it.
Yeah.
I think you shouldn't stop. That's the main thing that we know from content marketing. Mm. Content marketing takes time.
Stick it out for 6 months.
It's pull marketing, not push marketing. Yeah. It's softly, and it does take time, but damn, does it work. And it works really well because I think the content that you've created just has given back to people. You know, it's really helped them understand, a problem that they need solving.
And once you get it up there, it's going to stay up there for a long time, unless someone writes something better, but you've got the head start on them. So, keep creating.
Yep.
Predictions. Predictions of SEO.
Predictions on SEO. I predict that we will still always get those stupid emails in our inbox from all over the world saying, "I can do your SEO better. I can do this, and I've done it better for this person and that person." And damn, do they annoy us. I predict we're going to get those forever.
But hopefully people are going to get more educated in just ignoring them. That's the only way they'll go away, is if people stop clicking on them. So
the other thing is not to believe the guarantee that you're going to be on you're going to appear on the first page of Google 24/7 for the next 365 days of this year by paying $2,500 for the entire year. That means that essentially they're buying an ad.
Or a directory listing, which is even worse.
Yeah. So I think, look, if when in doubt, I hate to say this, call a professional. When in doubt, give me a media call. Okay? Like, we don't mind explaining that those emails are bogus.
Mm.
Yeah.
If it seems too good to be true.
It probably is.
Yeah. My prediction... local SEO is going to be more and more of a thing.
Oh, certainly.
We're seeing, it's already starting, but I think everyone's got getting their Google My Business pages set up and stuff like that. I think the SEO around that's going to become bigger, because at the moment it's just sort of like you set it and sometimes you appear and sometimes you don't. I think it's going to become a little bit more fleshed out, and especially around location-based things, how to really tap into that a bit more.
Yeah.
It has to. It's too clunky at the moment. I think
which means Google
better.
Reviews are super important.
Yeah, that's where it's going to happen.
Mm.
Mm.
Cool. Thanks very much for watching. Get Fact Up, all about SEO. Thanks, Andrew. And please stay tuned for more Get Fact Ups coming to you every week from here at Burley Heads on the Gold Coast. You can hire this studio for your own podcasting or video production. Just give us a call. 1-300-ME-MEDIA. Cheers.